Good morning, brothers and sisters. We have been looking at the book of Ephesians for a while. Before we continue, I would like to ask you to think about two things. Two things that you find them most dissatisfied currently in your life. So one thing you really want to have in life. Another thing is you want most in spiritual aspect. So two things. After thinking, you can write it down or leave them in your heart for the time being. In the first chapter, or first three chapters of Ephesians, people may be writing or thinking. In the first three chapters of Ephesians, Paul explained how Ephesian Christians were saved by grace through faith, and they became workmanship of God. Starting from chapter 4, Paul exhorted them to walk worthy of the calling of God. And last two times, we look at how we should walk carefully and with wisdom from chapter 5, verse 15 to 18. How we should redeem our time in verse 16, and how we should understand what is the will of the Lord in verse 17. This time we would like to continue and focus on the third aspect, on how to walk carefully and wisely in the following verses, chapter 5, verse 18 to 21. Chapter 5, verse 18 to 21. You wait for the PowerPoint to show. Verse 18. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ. The theme I would give to this session is be filled with the Holy Spirit. If time allows, I'm going to look at three main points of this theme. First one, what is meant by to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Second, how to be filled by the Holy Spirit? The third, what is a person being filled with the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit characterized by? Let us now look at the first main point, what is the mean by being filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Lord, we come to you, we commit our time to you. Lord, we pray that you can be glorified among us in our hearts. And you can teach us and speak to us so that we can learn and desire how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we commit our time to you. Lord, we pray that you anoint the speaking and the listening. You have the full liberty in this hour so that you can speak to us and work your heart desire among us today. The work you want to do today, we commit to you, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So as we speak and listen, please pray for yourself so that this time can be profitable to you. And if you have burden, you can pray for other brothers and sisters and the speaking as well. Before we look at what it is being filled with the Holy Spirit, let us first look at what it is not. What is not being filled with the Holy Spirit, referring to the Bible, to in the Bible? The filling with the Holy Spirit in the Bible is not referring to receiving the Holy Spirit, or the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, or the baptism with the Holy Spirit, or being saved or to be born of the Holy Spirit. When a person believes in Jesus, four things happen. The first is what we looked at previously in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13 to 14. Paul said, in him, referring to Christ, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believe in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. So when Ephesians believe in Christ, each of them was given the promised Holy Spirit. Also, the Holy Spirit in them is a seal. The Holy Spirit is the guarantee for them to acquire the future inheritance to the praise of God's glory. Secondly, once the Holy Spirit is given to those who believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit then dwells in the believers forever, never leaving them. Unlike God's people in the Old Testament experiencing, the Holy Spirit could come to a person and left afterwards, like the King Saul in the Old Testament. But it is totally different in the New Testament. As Jesus talked to his disciples about his leaving the night before his crucifixion, he said in John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17, he said, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, to be with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. So the Helper, Holy Spirit, will be with the disciples forever. We call this the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, apart from receiving the Holy Spirit and having the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, when Ephesians believed in Christ, they became children of God. As John said in John chapter 1, verse 12 to 13. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Using the words Jesus spoke to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, those Ephesians were born again, born of the Holy Spirit. The Ephesians have now a new relationship with God as their Heavenly Father through the Holy Spirit. Apart from receiving the Holy Spirit, having the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and being born of the Holy Spirit, the four things happen when a person believes in Christ, is a baptism of the Holy Spirit. We can see it clearly there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 to 13, where Paul said to Corinthian believers, for just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. So Paul here is telling us that all Christian believers were all baptized into one body in or with the Holy Spirit, joining the body of Christ in oneness as many members of one same body. From this, we know that individual Corinthian believers has a new relationship with one another by the baptism of the Holy Spirit into one body. All the above four wonderful works of the Holy Spirit on each believer, including the receiving the Holy Spirit, indwelling of the Holy Spirit, born of the Holy Spirit, and being baptized in the Holy Spirit, have been accomplished in us when we believe in Christ. So if you have not been believing in Jesus yet, I do hope that you can believe in Jesus as your personal Savior, as your King, as soon as possible, so that by grace you can receive these wonderful works of the Holy Spirit mentioned above in you. For every Christian, these works have been done to you and are history, already done. Christian need not and should not ask and pray for these works to be done on them anymore, because it's done. In the Bible, Christians are never asked or commanded to receive the Holy Spirit, or indwelt by the Holy Spirit, or to be born of the Holy Spirit, or be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Because all these works are the works of the Holy Spirit, not the work of man. No one man can work that out. Man can only receive these works by grace through faith in Jesus. However, in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, Christians are asked or commanded to be filled with the Holy Spirit. By this we know that to be filled with the Holy Spirit is different from the above four historical works which the Holy Spirit has already done, accomplished on Christians. So after looking at what is not, let us now look at what is being filled with the Holy Spirit. For a person being filled with the Holy Spirit is filling different parts of her being to influence her mind, her emotion, her will, her conscience, her ministry. The more we are filled with the Holy Spirit, the more our mentality or attitude towards things will be more like Christ. The more our feeling as a response to things will be more like Christ. The more our choices made will be more like Christ. The more we can bear spiritual fruit with Christ-like character. The more we are empowered by the Holy Spirit to exercise our spiritual gifts to serve God and His church fruitfully. In short, what is the feeling of the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is holy. The Holy Spirit is powerful. To be filled with the Holy Spirit is to be influenced by the Holy Spirit with God's holiness and God's power. For example, Stephen is a person described in the Bible as being full of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 6 and 7. In Acts chapter 6, verse 3, told us that Stephen was recognized by the congregation as a man of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom. Good repute indicates that he had a Christ-like character with spiritual fruit. Acts chapter 6, verse 5 said, "He is a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit." And then verse 8 of chapter 6 said, "When he witnessed Christ, his being full of grace and power was doing great wonders and signs among the people. Though his enemy rose up against him, they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he was speaking." At the end in Acts chapter 7, verse 59 to 60, they say, "And as they were stoning Stephen, he called out, 'Lord Jesus, receive my spirit.' And falling to his knees, he cried out with a loud voice, 'Lord, do not hold this sin against them.' And when he had said this, he fell asleep." Do what Stephen did and said sound familiar? Yes, they do. Stephen's responses to his enemy is like Christ. He was so restful before God in the midst of torturing stoning. He was so forgiving without any hatred towards his enemy. Stephen indeed was filled with the Holy Spirit. This was manifested through his Christ-like character and his work being empowered by the Holy Spirit. How about Apostle Peter? He was an uneducated fisherman, denying Jesus 3 times before servant girl and common people. Just after promising Jesus of willing to die for Jesus a few hours ago. But because of being filled of the Holy Spirit, he now can speak boldly before fierce leaders without fear. Acts chapter 4 verse 8 said, "Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, 'Rulers of the people and elders.'" In verse 13, said about the fierce leaders' response. "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated common men, they were astonished, and they recognized that they had been with Jesus." Being filled with the Holy Spirit is not only for God's great servants like Stephen and Peter. It is also for the whole congregation. When facing the persecution and threat from the religious leaders of the chief priests and elders, Acts chapter 4 verse 31 described, "And when they had prayed, the place in which they were gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and continued to speak the word of God with boldness." By being filled with the Holy Spirit, all the congregation were empowered by the Holy Spirit to continue to speak the word of God with boldness. How God filled Stephen and Peter with the Holy Spirit. How God filled each of his congregation with the Holy Spirit. God wants to fill you and me with the Holy Spirit as well. He wants to fill, and he's able to fill, each one of us with the Holy Spirit. However, in order to fill you with the Holy Spirit, God needs your cooperation. That's why God gives us an imperative, a commandment, to be filled with the Holy Spirit. As in the New Testament Greek verb, be filled, is in an imperative mood. Are you feeling bored even though you are a Christian? Are you feeling flat, discouraged, weak, or even despair of yourself? Are you feeling sick of being defeated by your sins? This is the privilege of every child of God, that we can be filled with the Holy Spirit. Is that your desire? Are you longing and thirsty to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you willing to be filled? For those who are willing, thirsty to be filled with the Holy Spirit, let us look at the second main point. That is, how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Though be filled is a passive verb, it doesn't mean that for a Christian to be filled with the Holy Spirit, he should just lie down on his bed and wait passively without active choices and actions. How to be filled with the Holy Spirit? I think of 4 things from the Bible. Firstly, we can pray for being filled with the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in Luke chapter 11, verse 13, "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" If you do want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you can ask your Heavenly Father. Ask Him with confidence. Ask Him wholeheartedly how much more He wants to fill you with His Spirit. This is His promise. He will not fail you. Keep on praying. Pray more. Pray wholeheartedly, persistently, and expectantly for the Holy Spirit to fill you. Secondly, how we can be filled with the Holy Spirit? By believing in the Lord. John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39 said, "On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, 'If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture said, has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.' Now this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For as yet the Spirit had not been given, because Jesus was not yet glorified." There is the spiritual principle here. In order for the Holy Spirit to be given, Jesus needs to be glorified. When John said the above, in John chapter 7, Jesus has not yet crucified, resurrected, ascended to the heaven, and glorified. But now, Jesus has already been exalted and glorified. The condition of the Holy Spirit to be given was fulfilled. So now the Holy Spirit can be given and has already been given. Not only been given, whoever believes in Jesus, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. This person is not only having the Holy Spirit. He can be filled with the Holy Spirit. The fullness of the Holy Spirit in him even can flow out of his heart as rivers of living water. These rivers of life not only can quench his own thirst, but also the thirst of people around him. Is it desirable life? Is it an enviable life? What is the key? The key is in verse 36. "Whoever believes in me, whoever trusts in Jesus." Faith is the key. How can we be filled with the Holy Spirit? How can we be influenced by the holiness and the power of the Holy Spirit? Verse 38 told us that it's by believing in Jesus. How do we believe in Jesus? By believing in His words. Otherwise, believing in Jesus just becomes an abstract slogan. How can we believe in His words? By hearing and understanding His words. How can we hear and understand His words? By the teaching of the Holy Spirit. As Jesus said to the disciples in John chapter 14, verse 25 to 26, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to you all remembrance, all that I have said to you." Also, Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 30 to 14, "When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. for he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. So it is the Holy Spirit who teaches and guides us into all the truth, into the words of the Lord from the Bible. That's how we can exercise our faith in the Lord's words, taught by the Holy Spirit. What is the evidence of our faith in the Lord's words? By obeying and following his words. Otherwise, our faith in his words becomes just a lip service. For example, God's words in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 to 6, it said, "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him and seated with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." That's what you and me as Christians should believe. When we were saved, God made us alive with Christ together. We become beloved children of God. We became children of light, as said in Ephesians chapter 5. Also in God's words in Romans chapter 8, verse 12 to verse 14. "So then, brothers, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God." So we are now no longer debtors to the flesh, the old man. To live continuously according to the old man, we are now able to put off, to put to death the deeds of the old man, not by our own strength, but by the Holy Spirit in us, by his power. The Holy Spirit in us can strengthen us, strengthen our inner man with his power, as Paul prayed for Ephesians in chapter 3. The Holy Spirit can teach us, lead us to his way, and to empower us to obey him. For example, I think of a Christian brother. Not long ago, his family car was damaged by their own fault. The back window of the car was damaged and needed replacement. Then he brought his car to his smash repair friend who did smash repair. His friend knew that his usual existing car comprehensive insurance did not include the option to cover window damage. He also knew that, the friend also knew that, the policy needed renewal in a few days. So his friend suggested to the brother to spend a bit of money to include the window damage cover, insurance cover, at the coming policy renewal, so that his friend could put down the accident and repair date just after the policy renewal. The friend just tried to be nice to the brother and save him quite a few hundred dollars by claiming insurance company instead. That is easy and convenient. The brother thanked his friend, leaving the car to him, and left. On the way home, the brother felt uncomfortable. There seemed to be a question in his heart asking him, "You are a Christian. Should you do that?" That discomfort was from the Holy Spirit, who was discomfort and grieved for the brother. As mentioned in Ephesians chapter 4, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. But the brother grieved the Holy Spirit. This discomfort became bigger and clearer. Later, the brother contacted his friend to charge himself as it should be. We thank God. This is an example of the Holy Spirit's teaching, leading, and empowering. This little example is what Paul said previously in Ephesians chapter 4, 22 to 24. There Paul said, "To put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness." As the brother continues to grow in the Lord by putting off the old man and put on the new man, his mind will be gradually renewed, such that when next time similar situation or temptation arises, he can immediately and politely refuse his friend's suggestion. Or one day, his testimony is so good that his friend even dares not to make this kind of suggestion to him anymore. Imagine, what if the brother kept ignoring the Holy Spirit's discomfort and grieving? Rather than do not quench the Holy Spirit, as Paul exhorted in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he kept on quenching the Holy Spirit. He would be hardening his heart. His conscience will become numb, and the hardness of heart will grow to other aspects of his life. Not to say he won't be able to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The grieving of the Holy Spirit in his conscience is like a pyramid shape turning in his heart. The vertices of the pyramid cut or scratches and hurt his heart. This pain is meant to be cause him to repent. But if he ignores and bears with the pain, the affected part became hardened and callous, losing the original softness and sensitivity. This hardness of heart put him into a dangerous situation. He will live a non-Christian life. Maybe he still goes to church on Sunday, religious and looking good outwardly, but pitiful and grieving in the eyes of the Lord. As he rebuilt the church in Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3, as being wretched, pitiable, poor, blind, and naked. If currently you are in that kind of situation, the Lord is calling you now to repent. How we can be filled with the Holy Spirit? Firstly, we should pray. Secondly, we have to believe, which means trusting and obeying God's word brought to our attention by the Holy Spirit. If in any case we disobey, we repent straight away and receive God's forgiveness by the precious blood of Jesus. Now, thirdly, we need to offer our whole being, our body, to God. Regarding to the Holy Spirit, Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body." When you first believe in Jesus, the Holy Spirit started to dwell in your heart. Your body became a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you receive from God. You are no longer belonging to yourselves. You belong to God. Because you have been bought by God to Himself with a very costly price. God bought you with the precious blood of His only begotten Son, Jesus. That's why God owns you. This is His right on you. However, God doesn't want to force you to be His possession. God desires you to offer yourself willingly to Him. This offering is not abstract, but it's very practical. That's why God wants us to offer our whole physical body to Him. Our physical body is for us to use to live our life and to live in a practical way. God wants our whole being, our whole life, to be for Him, for His glory, through sharing His glory. Do you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit? If you do, you have to offer yourself, your whole being, to God as a living sacrifice, once and for all. From then on, the Holy Spirit has His full liberty to fill you and to influence you, to train you and to transform you, to empower you, to conquer your sins, and to serve God faithfully and fruitfully. For you to know and to enjoy and to love Him. For you to share God's glory and manifest His glory. Are you thirsty? Thirst of being filled with the Holy Spirit? Offer yourself today. Let Him start your journey for you today. Are there anything in your life you want to control by yourself and not willing to leave it to God for Him to manage? Are there anything which is too precious to you, which you can't surrender to God? Is that your study? Your job? Your son? Your marriage? Your very own self? Don't let this stop you from being filled with the Holy Spirit. If you want to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you have to surrender all to God. When Lord Jesus is exalted and is King in our heart and be glorified in our heart, the Holy Spirit has ways to fill us. Actually, how blessed it is when a person who surrenders all to God. She can experience the abundant presence of the Holy Spirit by consciously knowing that she has given her lordship to the Lord. She knows that God owns her. She is God's precious possession. Being the temple of God, with the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, wherever she goes, she can know the presence of God. What a blessing it is. How to be filled with the Holy Spirit? You pray. You believe. You surrender all to God. Lastly, you sit and rest. As the scripture we just read in Romans chapter 8, verse 13 to 14 said, "If by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God." So it is not by our own strength and struggle to put to death the deeds of the body. It is by the Holy Spirit, by the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can lead us. Our responsibility is to follow His leading and to cooperate with His empowering. He has grace sufficient for us. Moreover, in the scripture we just read in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5 to 6, Paul said, "But God," and then in the later part, "raised us up with Him and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." God not only made us alive together with Christ, God also raised us up with Him in the heavenly places in Christ. Once we are saved by His grace, we are reallocated to a new heavenly realm in Christ, while we are still physically living in this world. As we are in the heavenly places in Christ, we are in a very safe place. We are higher than Satan and the world. In Christ, not only we are saved and higher than Satan and the world, we can also conquer sins and serving God in the Holy Spirit by His empowerment. Not we by ourselves struggling or to conquer sins or to serve God by our own strength, but by the Holy Spirit conquering sins and serving God for us while we are abiding in Christ. We sit with Christ. Therefore, our heart can be rest in Christ, sitting there, seeing the Holy Spirit accomplish all this for us. Sit and rest. After looking what is to be filled with the Holy Spirit and how to be filled with the Holy Spirit, let us look briefly what is a person being filled with the Holy Spirit characterized. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 to 21 said, "Addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another out of reverence for Christ." The description here in the Bible is totally unlike what we see in those so-called charismatic meetings propagate or promote, such as falling down to the ground involuntarily after the speaker's touching of the head, or a certain group of people among the audience fell down together after the speaker raised up his hands. Not like this. Totally not like that. The characteristic of being filled with the Holy Spirit described in the Bible, either here or in the books of Acts, are related to verbally expressing the Word of God and living out the Word of God. Just like Jesus, He is the best example of being filled with the Holy Spirit. His life is characterized by speaking the Word of God and living out the Word of God.
He himself is the Word of God.
So let us conclude. How to be filled with the Holy Spirit? You pray. You believe. You surrender. You sit resting in Christ. For those who are defeated and despair, for those who feel weak and depressed, for those who want to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You want, but you don't think you can. For those who want to serve God and His church, but feels powerless and inadequate and fruitless. We can all be filled by the Holy Spirit. This is God's desire. Whoever really wants this, God will give. Our Heavenly Father, how much more He wants to give. But are you willing? If you are really willing, I encourage you today, you go and find a place where you have no distraction. You can consider this matter seriously before God and Him alone. You pray and ask God, ask the Heavenly Father to fill you with the Holy Spirit. You take in the scripture, we went through this morning some of them, and believe in them with a simple faith. Though you might not understand them all, you can tell God you're willing to believe in His words, no matter how much you understand. Thirdly, you consider your life carefully and offer yourself as a living sacrifice to God. Are there anything you long for in life you can't surrender to God? Is the question number one, you have something you long for, you can't let go, you can't surrender. Ask Him to help you to let go, to give your lordship to Him, to God. Don't let anything in your life to stop you to experience being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's just not worth it. At the end, you will find it. The thing without God you treasure so much is just a sigh of vanity, of vanity. After you pray, you believe, after you believe in His word with a willing heart and simple faith, after you surrender all to God, you can now learn to rest in Christ. Let the Holy Spirit to strengthen you to face each day's challenges. Let the Holy Spirit to teach you how to rest in Christ, how to, by His power, trust and obey His words that the Holy Spirit draws your attention to. He will be very happy to do so. The verb be filled in chapter 5, verse 18. New Testament Greek is a present continuous tense. So to be filled with the Holy Spirit here is an ongoing, continuous, growing process. Allowing the Holy Spirit to govern and influence our lives with His holiness and power. It is not a one-day thing for you to become full of the Holy Spirit. Commit yourself to the Holy Spirit with His feeling in you, in His ways, in His time. Your responsibility is to co-work with Him each day with prayer, in faith, surrender, and sit resting.
Let us pray. Lord, we come to you. Lord, we thank you so much for the precious Holy Spirit you give us. Lord, we pray that you incur a desire in our heart and give us faith to ask so that we can be filled. Each one of us can be filled with the Holy Spirit. So that we can know how to enjoy your presence and live for you, for your glory. God, we commit this to our Heavenly Father. We pray to our Heavenly Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.